everyone believed that the bitter conflict was resolved. The decision of the Supreme Court came forth from its temple of peace in Washington. Henceforth, abortion would be a constitutional right. That was 12 years ago.
We want reform! We want reform!
12 years later, there is no peace. It is still an explosive issue all across America.
Keep it legal, keep it safe! Keep it legal, keep it safe!
Passionate believers in the right to choose abortion confront passionate opponents, sometimes across the narrow divide of a single street. It is an issue of life and death, debated in the streets, in the courts, the Congress, and the White House.
I feel a great sense of solidarity with all of you, and I'm convinced, as I know you are, to rededicate ourselves to ending the terrible national tragedy of abortion.
All across America, those who are faced with the immediate decision for birth or abortion hear the far-off voices of presidents, judges, and legislators. But first they hear their own inner voices and the voices of those they love.
I found myself driving down the street one night thinking, you know, looking at this first star that came out that evening and thinking, oh, I hope I'm not pregnant.
Because I was having recurring dreams about a baby, and it was one in which I left a baby in a beautiful, very safe place. You know, if you want to talk about it in the arms of God, if you want to talk about it in anything that you can imagine, but I returned this child to a safe place.
Babies! We want the babies! We want the babies!
You know, Mike told me then, he said, maybe this is God trying to tell us to have this baby, that it's going to be okay. That meant the world to me. And then when we were heading back up there, when he asked me, you know, are you sure? And I said, you know, then I finally had to say, no, I'm not sure.
Life! 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 Life!
They hear the debate about abortion in the White House, in the Congress, in the courts. But the debate that finally decides the issue takes place in their own homes, in their own minds and hearts.
The first thing I thought of, well, like my many other friends whom I've seen this happen to, I will get married and I will raise a child.
Melissa Ness was 18 when she got pregnant. She was away at college.
The physician there asked me what I thought I was going to do, and I remember my response was, well, I guess get married. And thinking about that and laying at night, I knew I didn't want to get married. I knew I didn't want to give up my education. I knew my parents could not support me.
She tried to decide, should she have the baby or have an abortion?
You don't just decide, well, I'm going to go have an abortion today and do that. I waited about as long as I could. I was within the first trimester. But it was not something I decided overnight when I found out the option was available. There were a lot of things that I thought about, how my friends would feel, what I tell my friends, what does my family really think, how am I going to live with this, is this something I want to do?
Melissa Ness had the abortion. She finished college, became a social worker, and later got married. Now she is in law school. She is still firmly pro-choice and does volunteer work for that cause. But she says she hopes she never has to face an abortion again and advises young people to do everything they can to avoid the predicament.
The high majority of women who decided to have an abortion also felt very strongly that they would not, if at all possible, want to have another abortion.
Dr. Howard Ossofsky is the chief psychiatrist at the Menninger Foundation in Topeka.
The decision to have an abortion is a personal struggle, that it's not an easy decision. It's not a flip type of decision. People go through a lot of soul searching.
Right now, the anti-abortion forces are on the offensive, buoyed by strong support from President Reagan and many religious organizations. But the opinion of the general public is not so clear. Dottie Lynch does polling for national organizations and political candidates.
If you had to sum it up, the view of America is, yes, it should be legal, but not all the time. And there are some cases generally where it always should be legal. And I think the rape, incest, and health of the mother tend to be overwhelmingly supported. The most recent poll data that I've seen, only about 13% of the population says that they absolutely feel that abortion should be illegal. However, after that, the other 87% of the people have a variety of opinions, and any individual is likely to have hold two or three conflicting opinions on the abortion issue at the same time.
If the general public feels conflicted about abortion, what about the woman who faces the issue in her own life?
Until someone is truly confronted in a very personal way, I don't know if your intellect and your gut really connect on the issue.
Susan Krause was raised as a Catholic. She was in graduate school. She discovered that she was pregnant. She made a painful decision to have an abortion so she and the man who was involved could finish school.
I know for a long time, after the abortion, I blamed my husband. You know, I say husband, and yet we weren't married. We weren't, you know, we weren't even living together. And I would just spew my rage at having to have made that decision.
Look at light.
They're putting,
But she knows now that it was her choice. Later, they did get married and had a daughter.
Can you go one? What's this?
I made the right choice. We both feel very strongly that we made the right choice. Regret that I had to make the choice. Regret that we had to go through that, you know, painful and confrontive process in which we took what we thought were very we took things that we had conventionally accepted as to our morals, and we had to take them and kind of twist them and rip them and just struggle inwardly.
Is that enough?
Susan Krause is now firmly pro-choice, but she hopes she never has to face an abortion decision again. And she thinks young people should do everything they can to avoid the predicament.
Now what? You want mushroom?
It's an experience that is a decision that calls into play everything that you've got intellectually and emotionally.
Sonogram at that time, they said I was right at 12 weeks.
Debbie and Mike Shaughnessy understand the demands of that decision. Debbie was taking a drug that often causes birth defects. Then they found out she was 12 weeks pregnant.
We were told that the baby had the worst chance of being deformed. So then we were told what the deformities were, from severe mental retardation to facial deformities to bone deformities.
And the main thing is we didn't feel we could bring a child into this world with those kind of deformities. If it had been something, a minor deformity, instead of a severe facial, then it wouldn't have been so bad. But then we went through the act of playing God, and that's a hard thing to do.
When my wife first found out that she was pregnant, she brought me in and I saw the sonogram. And so the nurse was pointing out the head and was pointing out all this stuff. And at that point, you realize that you are dealing with a human being.
We talked about it and talked about whether or not we could handle being parents of a quote-unquote freak and whether we could deal with the outside pressures from the friends, peers, and talked about all of that. And then, you know, what do we do? And that was the big thing. What do you do? And there was no answers. There was nothing but a lot of, you know, frustration, a lot of bitterness, a lot of, why us? Why did this have to happen, you know?
And we weren't really emotionally ready to make a decision at that point, especially my wife. I was in a very difficult position. I didn't know what to say. She was crying all the time.
They decided to have an abortion. They headed for the clinic. In the car, they talked about it one more time.
We were within 5 or 6 miles of the clinic again, and all along I could tell something was wrong.
And he said, can you handle the deformities or anything like this if it happens? And I said, I can handle that as easy as I can handle going through an abortion.
They couldn't go through with the abortion. They're going to take the risk. The baby is due June 6th. Across this democracy, the issue endures. It is still before the public. Abortion clinics have been bombed. Passionate believers in the right to choose abortion have confronted passionate opponents, sometimes across the narrow divide of a single street. Melissa Ness, Susan Kraus, and the Shaughnessys were not there in the streets. But they, too, are at the heart of the issue.
You can prepare and you can talk and you can think about it, but no one knows how they're going to feel until they actually experience it. And it's not just something you go and do.
All we are saying,
you know, they may instinctively know that they are not ready and cannot have a child, but the decision to go ahead and have the abortion is one that almost everyone struggles with.
We want reform.
Legal, keep it safe.
Keep it legal, keep it safe.